This is Ozarks at Large for March 28th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thanks. Hello.
Hello.
And let me say congratulations to Walton Arts Center for hosting and the TEDx Fayetteville Committee for putting together what was a wonderful event yesterday.
Well, it sure was. And congratulations to Kyle for pretty much putting the cherry on top of a really awesome day.
It was a lot of fun. And I walked away. Everyone who spoke gave me something. So yep. I hope the next TEDx event in our region, try to go, because it's worthwhile.
It really is. It's a great experience, and you don't – I think the part I love most about it is it's just idea after idea after idea, and you don't have a lot of time to be overwhelmed by all the ideas. You basically just get to hear them and go, oh, that's cool, and then you're on to another. Oh, that's cool. It's terrific.
And all of the – in a few weeks' time – you'll be able to go to a YouTube channel.
Correct.
And see them.
Yeah, we can post yours on our website.
I believe so.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm excited to see them.
Well, for anybody who did miss it and is interested to know who the speakers were and how the event went, the website is TEDxFayetteville.com.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Okay.
Sure would.
All right. Tonight
okay.
at the Walton Arts Center.
Yes. Tonight at the Walton Arts Center, Mr. Garrison Keillor, who... obviously is the storyteller of our age, I would mm-hmm. say, in some ways. And he will be doing a show, music-themed show. He'll be he's brought some of his favorite musicians along with him. That show is, if not sold out, there's only like one or two tickets left. So the way to do it is if you really want to see him, you should come down an hour before the show. I believe the show's at 7. And get on the standby list. And if tickets come open, or if for some reason, tickets get turned back or anything like that, then you can get in. And we usually do pretty well about trying to get people in.
Right, you guys work really hard.
Yes.
Yeah, box office tries really hard to make sure we don't leave anybody standing there. So that's tonight, and I believe that there will be books for sale at the event, and I believe you guys, somebody from KUF will be there as well.
I believe so, actually. Yeah. I think Molly Ron and Rhonda Dillard,
excellent.
I think, will be there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's this evening, and then I believe our next show is Saturday evening. That is the next show on our 10x10 art series, the Circa Dance Company. Mm-hmm. Also almost, if not completely, sold out. I will be there with my parents.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. That's a typical 10x10 show, which means the tickets are $10 or $25, and there'll be a pre-show conversation and a post-show little party in the lobby and lots of fun. Yeah, really fun.
And this one, though it's called Circus, mm-hmm. it's dance with kind of circus elements,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I actually think there might be some people who are expecting to come see a Cirque show mm-hmm. and they might get a little surprised, but I think that's all right because it's a dance company bringing Cirque flavor into it. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be great. So that's the last performance, I think, in March for us.
Yeah.
And then we head into April. On Tuesday, the 2nd of April, Washington Regional Foundation will be having their gala featuring Kool and the Gang. Starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets for that, you can get that through our website. So just go to our website and click on the calendar, and you'll see Kool and the Gang there. And then, let's see, the University of Arkansas Inspirational Choir will perform on the 4th.
Right. That's a Thursday.
Yep. And it looks like we have the Sorority Pledge Queen concert on the 5th, which is a Friday. And then on Saturday, we will have the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater. We've been talking about this. Mm-hmm. This is the Russian sort of acrobatic guy mm-hmm. who trains rescue pets. If you love animals, if your kids love animals, this is going to be a terrific show to take them to. There are two performances. It's on a Saturday. So hopefully in and amongst, soccer and all those other things that kids mm-hmm. have going on Saturdays, you could come see us. That's a show at 10 o'clock in the morning and another show at 4. So two performances on Saturday of Popovich Comedy Pet Theater. And then Anything Goes will be here. Hooray! The 9th of April through the 14th of April. This is the Cole Porter musical that is done by Roundabout Theater Company out of New York. A beautiful, big, sparkly, lush, romantic, escapist Broadway musical. Really, really a lot of fun. It harkens back to the old days of Broadway, for sure. So yeah, we run 7 performances of Anything Goes from the 9th through the 14th. Then, looks like the university has some more concerts the following week. Theater Squared will begin their next normal run,
right.
their run of next to normal on the 18th.
The last one wasn't normal.
That one wasn't normal. This one is next to normal. Right. No, next to normal is
a musical.
A great musical. Tony Award winning, I'm sure, of something from a couple years ago. It's really intense and really wonderful. And
if you want to learn more, the next Theater Squared Forum open to the public at Fayetteville Public Library is Tuesday night.
Oh, great. Perfect. So that starts on the 18th of April, and Little Big Town will be at the AMP on the 19th of April.
Oh, speaking of the AMP.
Oh, right. Speaking of the AMP, we put a new show on sale, Old Crow Medicine Show. And that will be May 4th. I believe the tickets go on sale. Actually, the tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Right.
Yes. So you don't have a lot of time to get those. So get them soon, because that's going to be a great concert out there. Let's see. Our next big show in April will be American Idiot, which is April 26th, 27th, and 28th. Do you guys know anything about this show?
Well, I know it's inspired by the music of Green Day. Mm-hmm. Political in nature, somewhat.
A little bit, little bit. I think it's set in the... It's set after, you know, in
9/11.
After 9/11 and the Iraq wars and all of that, and right. it's basically about these three young people who are trying to figure out what to do with their, you know, what is their role. One of them goes to war, others of them get jobs, others of them don't, you know, and how do they deal with being young people in that time?
Right.
We had Hair here a couple weeks ago, and we talked a little bit about Hair. Kind of rocked, no pun intended, but it rocked the Broadway world. Mm-hmm. It was a rock musical. It changed how people looked at how Broadway could look at issues.
And I think, in the 60s.
Yeah. And I think American Idiot is that kind of show for today.
The offspring of that, perhaps?
I think so.
The Descendant?
Yeah. Or it breaks the same kind of ground,
right.
You know, in that it tries to tackle coming of age in a time of war, you know. So, mm-hmm. So that's at the end of April, and that's gonna be lots of fun. And then it's May, and it's Artisphere.
I'm not ready to talk about.
No,
that
I'm
yet.
Not really okay. either. Right. Now, much as I want everybody to go buy lots of tickets to Artisphere, we'll talk more about the programs.
And there's still some things coming together with Artisphere.
Mm-hmm,
I'm hearing about other things. Oh, and we're gonna do this too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that always
because
happens.
The staff at Walton Arts Center gets together and says we don't have enough to do yet. There's an hour on that Thursday.
Right. I think our first 2 weeks of May between Walton Arts Center, Artisphere, and the AMP, I think there will be multiple events every single day, which is awesome, I mean, but busy.
David Henry, who's always there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm at Walton Arts Center, he is there.
He is. But
he does a lot. Well, any of the tech people.
Yeah, they
The
they
people
are,
we never see, they don't give the curtain speeches. But they're just...
They just work their
butts
off.
They're making sure the curtain works.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the mics work. I mean, they are just, they're always there, you know, and they work so hard. And Kyle, you witnessed it yesterday. You know, they just, if you don't notice them, then they have done their job.
Right.
And, you know, but it's just remarkable how well they do and what they do. We really do have one of the best crews that I think I've ever seen in this business. So they're fantastic.
If you want to know anything else about the shows...
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600 or come visit us down at the box office. And parking is free till 2 o'clock. We have an exhibition up in the gallery right now called Tectonics, a Arkansas artist named Scott Carroll that is free and open to the public.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.